Episode 2, Remote Learning. I said we're going to discuss video conferencing this week. Well, I'm not wrong, because we are going to do that. I've been using Zoom quite a lot with teachers and with teaching young children. And it's been an interesting experience. I've discovered that for some people, video feeds, even though it may seem clever, may not actually work for them, especially if it's content that's taken from the internet and is running live from it. I used Prezi, and which is a website that allows you to create content that moves around in an interesting manner. I've also recommended and found out about other products. Ones I recommend particularly is Nearpod, which creates online quizzes. That seems ideally suited for remote learning. And Padlet, which is a kind of like a pin board where people can put up their ideas and share them in real time. We all have a common screen, and that's how it works. The one that I'm interested to try, which I'm hearing a lot about, is Seesaw, which might be a very good product to use, as it does contain activities that are off computer. That's a key component in remote learning, is having activities that can be done away from the computer. So that may be another option to go for. So those are some of the tools that I've been trying out recently this week. Another one that I've come across recently as an alternative to the usual Zoom tool is Big Blue Button, ideally suited for teachers. I would like to try that. I would like to see it as the option for rooms, personal rooms or breakout places to go to. My Zoom has that facility. And if you were teaching a group of children, a class even, you would want to have that facility. I know of a trainer who's doing that with the adult training that she's doing. So there's a plethora of different choices out there. If one likes a simple one and you're working with people who may have to use a telephone because it's simple technology, I would go for Uber Conference, because they ring you back. The usual method for Zoom is dialing in with a meeting ID and a password, and then you get let into the meeting. This way, there is no pins, there's no passwords, and Uber contacts you. And then, of course, there are the usual ones of Google Hangout and Skype, which are limited in value because there is limitations on how many people can be grouped together on a call. So continuing from last week and house parties use, certainly the recording facilities are useful on a video conferencing tool, having the ability to record your meeting, which is good news for dyslexics, as we discussed in a call with one of my colleagues this week. We came across the thought that actually having the ability to replay things is incredibly powerful for the dyslexic learner, because then they can go back and revise, look again at the work that they're doing. And during that call, Kahoot was mentioned as a great way of doing quizzes and doing other materials. That's another tool that could be used. And so there's all these things that we're coming across. So thank you for listening. Do tune in again next week. We'll have some more exciting stuff to talk about. Bye for now.